as it once was, but also as powerful as it has been in building sport, building our communities, and building our nation. Today, we're going to be talking about the Sport Tourism Assessment Template. And this particular version of STAT is based on the host city model. I should mention also that we're in the process of developing a STAT sport, which will be intended for both national and multi-sport organizations. We're also making it so that it will also be applicable to provincial sport organizations as well. And it could even extend into the local sport organizations as they build their own respective hosting plans to ensure that they are delivering not just on their own organizational objectives, but also meeting their commitments to all levels of government, as well as fulfilling on both the Canada sport hosting policy, as well as all other provincial and local policies as well. As we go through the session, I've just got a few slides, probably about 15 minutes, and then we will be moving into a working session on completion of the Sport Tourism Assessment Template for host destinations. As we go through that completion of that, I would encourage you to submit questions into the chat function on your screen, and then we can deal with any of those questions live as we proceed through the session. So how does sport tourism bounce back? Obviously, we've all been impacted by the devastating circumstance of COVID-19. I mentioned that Sport Tourism Canada has established the COVID-19 Recovery Task Force to ensure that sport tourism not just is bouncing back, but as one of the most impacted areas, we've heard that tourism has been significantly impacted. We've heard that sport has been significantly impacted. But we know that because of mass gatherings, all of the public health restrictions that are associated with those gatherings, that sport tourism may literally be the last industry segment that does return. And we want to make sure that when we do, that we do so in a responsible way. But in order to ensure that we bounce back, we want to make sure that we can get the most timely and relevant data for our host city members, and then a little later this year for our sport members at the national, provincial, and local levels. So the Sport Tourism Assessment Template provides a current state assessment for host destinations, and it is free of charge to members of Sport Tourism Canada. What we did was we developed it based on a 10-step process that I'll review in a couple of minutes. The time since we established STAT in 2018 for completion of it has really been in and around the 30-minute range. So when you sit down, you go through a series of yes-no questions, and we always encourage everybody to start with a no. If you do enter yes for any question, just think of when you were in school, you had to show your work. This is the same principle. If we want to get the most reliable data possible, we want to make sure that this isn't a pass-fail circumstance. We want to provide you with the most objective current state assessment based on industry best practices across Canada, and we provide comparisons so that you can see where other communities of similar size are in each of the 10 steps that we'll review momentarily. The Sport Tourism Assessment Template is based on the Sport Tourism Roadmap. We wanted to ensure that host communities and destinations were able to plan for and execute on a consistent basis in both bidding and hosting. We had noticed over the first 15 or so years of the sport tourism industry being organized under our previous name, Canadian Sport Tourism Alliance, that many communities were very good at selling, but they may not be as good in hosting and ensuring that they're delivering legacy. Also, we wanted to make sure that we as an industry were evolving to the next level of maturity so that we could provide good information, good decision metrics to all levels of government, and that we were doing so in a responsible way. we came up with the Sport Tourism Roadmap, which is a 10-step process. Step one is event hosting structure and resources. And I should note that on the Stat City scoring, step one represents 40 points or 36% of the overall score. And that may sound like a lot, and it is. And it is so by design, because most sport hosting destinations have been really strong at certain times within their evolution, and then at other times, depending upon the priorities of the day, the government of the day, if an individual leaves at a key time, then a lot of that knowledge would be lost. So in order to ensure that the foundation can support the weight of the rest of this cycle, we purposely have allocated a significant degree of value to ensuring that event hosting structure and resources are in place. This is also made up of four subsets. Those four subsets include sport tourism structure and resources, which include human resources, existing assets. So what are the hosting assets that you have within your community and within your destination? The financial model for bidding and hosting, which for many jurisdictions has been part of the real challenge, is establishing some of the funding policy as well as some of the funding programs, because we haven't always had sustainable and predictable budgets in which to operate with. And then lastly, marketing. How are we marketing our host destinations? Step two, once we have the foundation built, is about researching and prospecting, going out and researching the right events that match up with our strategy, that also match up with what our assets are. Bid assessment is about making good decisions, informed decisions that are evidence-based, that can help to ensure that we have credibility with those funding partners that we're looking to engage, and that is step four, partnerships. Step five is bidding, which is where many host jurisdictions have traditionally spent most of their time and resources. But step five really is the easiest part of this process, provided we have fulfilled on steps one through four. Step six is something that we noticed in Canada is a particular gap, the transition to host, ensuring that the information from the bid phase transitions over to the organizing or planning phase, because those are not always the same groups. I mentioned earlier that some host communities are very good at selling, but may not be as good on the hosting side. So we want to make sure that the information that was used to put the proposal in place as part of the bid transitions over to the hosting group or the operating group, and so that we can meet all of the expectations, not just of the event, but also of the rights holder, to ensure that we're providing good value for their event properties. Step seven is event planning. Step eight, event delivery and activation. And when it comes to activation, think of that significant opportunity you have when you're hosting an event and leveraging it for incremental benefits, whether that be ancillary events that are added on to the primary event. Then those could be to develop additional economic, social, cultural, or sustainability outcomes. Step nine is around evaluation, making sure that we have consistent evaluation and that we're reporting the performance of each event, as well as cumulatively over the course of a year or over a number of years, as Sport Tourism Canada does. We report the economic impact of the segment on an annual basis. We're a $6.8 billion industry in Canada. We have hundreds of thousands of events that take place annually each year, but how good can we dig deeper into some of those evaluation points that are linked to our bidding and hosting strategies? And then legacy is step 10, ensuring that those legacies are planned and that they are part of that process that starts actually pre-bid. So STAT really has been developed to be the spinal cord of sport tourism. It supports us, it keeps us upright, and it keeps us pointed in the same direction. It is intended to be a tool for communities of all sizes to ensure that they can provide that current state assessment as a sport tourism host destination. And then it can help to provide some strategic and business information that can help you to make better decisions. We've seen many host communities that have developed sport tourism strategies or sport hosting strategies, and they haven't really done that current state assessment to understand where they are. We would suggest that this would be step zero of a sport tourism strategy or a sport bidding and hosting strategy. How does STAT work? It's accessible to all members of, I've got to put something in the swear jar, of Sport Tourism Canada, not CSTA. It really is simple. You complete an online worksheet. You receive scores in those 10 key areas, as well as a cumulative score from Sport Tourism Canada following completion. The big question that I'm sure everybody is asking is, what can STAT do for me? As mentioned, it provides you with the assessment of what your current state is. It gives you a quick snapshot into the evaluation of your sport tourism program. It also can help to define some strategic direction areas, as well as areas of tactical development that you may be able to take advantage of in the short term. It can help to support business planning, and it can show your progression either from year to year or over multi-years. STAT, as with most tools with Sport Tourism Canada, is broken into two phases. For members of Sport Tourism Canada, STAT is a free tool that we provide to you where you complete the STAT input form, and then following that completion, you will receive your STAT score from Sport Tourism Canada. Then for some communities, they may opt for STAT Pro. STAT Pro is the next phase where each of your entries into the STAT input is reviewed with Sport Tourism Canada. They are validated, and then the next steps are discussed with Sport Tourism Canada's consultants based on the results, and then Sport Tourism Canada develops a more intensive analysis, a STAT Pro report. It's about a 50-page report, provides you with anywhere between 75 and 100 action items that you can choose to build into your business planning. And it provides you with that independent third-party assessment and can really help you to scope out any strategy work that you may choose to do down the road. How often and how much? For STAT, as I've mentioned, there is no cost. For members of Sport Tourism Canada, it's recommended that it be completed once per year as part of your ongoing business planning process. That will give you the most beneficial information, because then it will show you progress from 1 year to the next. STAT Pro is it's a $5,000 project for the basic service, and it's recommended that you would do that once every 3 years at a minimum, but that could be as many as 5 years, depending upon what the strategic cycle is that you're working with within your current strategy. So from this point on, you can either scan the QR code that is on your screen, and I'll give you a second to do that, or in the chat feature, I will place a link that you can use in order to get the process started. Okay, so if you click on the link, then that should bring up the input form for you, and I am just going to share my screen once again so that we can walk through the completion. Again, this is designed for host cities, but I should mention, and I know that we do have some national sport organizations on the line, we're in the process.